global response to specific issues confronting Afro-descendants has received, let me use an euphemism, an eight. The global response to specific issues confronting Afro-descendants has received, let me use an euphemism, uneven attention. The UN Secretary General, General's uneven attention. The UN Secretary General, General's annual progress report to the General Assembly on the implementation of the decade's program of activities recorded some strides. Progress report to the General Assembly on the implementation of the decade's program of activities recorded some strides, some gaps, and uneven progress towards addressing the needs of Afro descendants. For instance, let me give you a concrete example. In 2000, gaps and uneven progress towards addressing the needs of Afro descendants. For instance, let me give you a concrete example. In 2018, the report is focused on racial profiling. Given the new wave of nationalist, xenophobic, 18, the report is focused on racial profiling. Given the new wave of nationalist, xenophobic sentiments across the world, clearly highlighting the manifest violation of the rights of Afro-descendants. The sentiments across the world, clearly highlighting the manifest violation of the rights of Afro-descendants. The 2017 report placed a particular focus on Afro-descendant women and girls, documenting their confrontation with stereotyping, and the report placed a particular focus on Afro-descendant women and girls, documenting their confrontation with stereotyping and inequalities of access to health, violence against women, and data collection, which continue to hamper the realization and exercise of the right qualities of access to health, violence against women, and data collection, which continue to hamper the realization and exercise of the rights of Afro-descendant women and girls, including the inequalities of empowerment and participation, and much of the rights of Afro-descendant women and girls, including the inequalities of empowerment and participation. And much of the struggles of women and girls of African descent are also captured in the vast documentation that the Office of the High Commissioner provided as a support for the struggles of African descent are also captured in the vast documentation that the Office of the High Commissioner provided as a support